In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We saw yesterday that Samuel went to Jesse's house and was told that there was going to be the new king. Oh, and Samuel is like the rest of us, you know, that we look for the one that is the best looking, the tallest, the one who combs his hair the right way. So when the first son came, Samuel said, "This has to be he." And the Lord says, "You listen to me. I don't judge by appearance. I judge the heart." Let me tell you today that God does not judge you by appearance, but he judges your heart. Your heart which goes out to him. Your heart which is broken. Your heart that has been hurt by people. I'm telling you, God wants to heal your heart. God wants to heal your heart. He's the Lord, and he's in love with you. So the second son came, and the Lord said, "Not him." The third son, "Not him." Until the seventh son, "Not him." And then Samuel said to Jesse, "Do you have any more kids?" He says, "I do." But he's out in the fields tending the sheep. He's a shepherd. "Call him in." And when David came in, I tell you, the anointing of God was on him, and Samuel poured a horn of oil over his head and anointed him the new king. I tell you, my friends, that this is real stuff. God is a shepherd, and David came in, he smelled like the sheep. You know, looking at him, he was just a young boy. Looking at him would have said, "No, this is not the one." But I'm telling you, the anointing was on David. The anointing was on David, and David was anointed to be the king of Israel. Let me also tell you this. The two reasons why God rejected Saul. The two reasons. The first reason was that Saul did the sacrifice. He was waiting for Samuel to come, and Samuel didn't come right away. So what happens? He sacrificed himself a lamb, and God took the blessing away from him. And the second reason is that God says, "I am the king, not another one, not another person. I am the king of Israel." And so we see now David getting ready to destroy Goliath. I'm reading from the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel, verse 32. "And David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him,'" that's Goliath, "'thy servant will go and fight this Philistine.'" He's a little guy. He's a little guy. And what does Saul say? "And Saul said to David, 'Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are only a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth.'" But I tell you, the anointing was with David. God's presence was with David. And David knows that he can defeat Goliath, because it's not by might, and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. "And David said unto Saul, 'Your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and I smote him.'" David smote the lion and the bear, so he is a warrior. I delivered it out of his mouth, and when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." Oh, say, David knows who he is. He is part of the army of the living God. Do you know who you are? Do you know that you are a son of God? Do you know that you are a daughter of the Most High? Do you know that you are loved tremendously by the Lord himself. David knew who he was, and David knew that he could slay this Philistine, no matter how big he was. David knew. But you know, one of the big problems of the priesthood, the priest doesn't know who he is in the sight of God, because they've been bamboozled by their weaknesses, and the devil says, "You're weak, you can't do anything like this." Rather than, you know what? Or he says, "Well, if you do this, like if you pray for the sick and they get better, you'll get puffed up in your head, and you will fall because you take it to yourself." Well, I'm going to tell you, anyone that prays for the sick knows that it's God Almighty who heals the sick through the vessel. And there's no room for pride, because God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. And David said, moreover, "The Lord has delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." But Saul doesn't realize that David has the anointing. Saul doesn't realize that David has been anointed king. And Saul armed David with his own armor and put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with the coat of mail. And I tell you, he looked awfully funny in all these clothes. They were too big for him. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these clothes, for I have not proved them." And David put them off, and he took his staff in his hand, and it chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in the scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now David's going to be a warrior with the slingshot. I tell you, the devil's going to start laughing at David through the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that you come after me with the slingshot?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. I tell you, the Philistine represents the devil, who tells you, "You're not able to do thus and such. You're not able to pray for the sick. You're too sinful. You're too weak. You're too broken." You know, this is what the Philistine was saying to David. What are you coming after, a dog with a slingshot? I'm a mighty man of valor. Who do you think you are? You're nothing as compared to me. He was attacking David in his emotions. I tell you, that's exactly what the devil does to us. He attacks us in our emotions. Who do you think you are? I am Tom, the one Jesus loves. That's who I am. I am Tom, the one whom Jesus loves. That's who I am. Not, "Oh, well, I can't do these things because they are beyond me." Well, they are beyond me, but God gives the power and God gives the anointing to do what he wants us to do. So David is going up against the Philistine. David, who is a shepherd, who smells like the sheep, is going up after the Philistine. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that you come after me with the slingshot?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Do you see, David knew who he was. David wasn't depending upon his littleness. "I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, the God of armies, because you have defied him today. And this day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take your head from you, and I will give your carcass to the host of the Philistines this day, unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. It's all about the God of Israel. God is going to use little David to destroy the Philistine who has been destroying God's people. God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not the sword and spear. He doesn't save with the sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. The battle is the Lord's. If you're fighting the battle today, I'm telling you, give it up. The battle is the Lord's. You know, somebody owes you a lot of money. Give it up. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. Let the Lord fight for you. Give it up. Stop trying to fight for yourself. I was with somebody recently, and I was praying with them, and they said they were trying to get something out of it, not the prayer, but why they were feeling this way. I said, no, I don't want you to pray at all. I don't want you to think at all. I want to just you sit here, and we'll let God's anointing do what God's anointing has to do. It's not about you, and it's not about you fixing things. It's about the Lord knowing how to fix you and how to fix your dilemma. I tell you, so many times we get so involved with the battle that we think it's our battle when it's the Lord's battle. It is the Lord's battle. The battle is the Lord's. And what else does it say? And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. You see, the battle is the Lord's. He had just the place where he needed to get him. It was in the forehead, and the guy jumped, falls flat on his face. And so David prevailed over the Philistine with a slingshot and a stone, and smote the Philistine that slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of his sheath, and slew him, and cut off his head. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and to Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they came to the valley of the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shaaram, even to Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of his armies, Abner, whose son is this youth? Abner said, as the soul lives, my soul lives, a king, I cannot tell. And the king said, inquire those whose son he is. And David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, and Abner took him and brought him to Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, whose son are you, young man? And David answered, I am the son of your servant Jesse, who comes from Bethlehem. Let me tell you, God prefers shepherds. God prefers shepherds. And I'm telling you, we are called to shepherd the flock of Jesus Christ. That's what we are called as priests and as people who love Jesus. We are called to shepherd the flock of Jesus Christ. I'm looking at John 21. After the resurrection, he appeared to them a third time. So when they had dined, do you remember? They caught all this fish, but there was fish on the coals, and Jesus said, let's have breakfast, and they ate. And when they had all dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said unto Jesus, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Oh, I'm telling you, the people of God are the lambs. Today we celebrated the feast of St. Agnes, who died a martyr and was burned to death because she would not do what the king wanted her to do. And I tell you, my friends, we are called to feed the lambs. We are not called to feed ourselves only. And what do we feed the lambs with? We are called to feed the lambs with the word of God and with the sacraments. Feed my lambs. And he said unto him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said unto him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my sheep. Oh, yes, I tell you, Amos tells us in the last days there will be a famine, not of bread and water, not of tomatoes, and not of broccoli, but of the word of God. Feed my sheep. That's what we are called to do. That's what I am called to do as a priest of God and as a lay person. When I was a lay person, I was called to feed the sheep of the Lord. We are called to be shepherds, shepherds of the flock. You might say, I'm not a priest, I'm not a nun. I don't care what you are. If you are a Christian, you are to shepherd the flock in your house. You are to shepherd the flock in your house. That's the main work. But also, God calls you outside to do some shepherding. Feed my sheep. And Jesus said unto Peter a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because Jesus said unto him a third time, Do you love me? And he said unto the Lord, You know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said unto Peter, Feed my sheep. Oh, yes, three times Peter is told to feed the lambs, to feed the sheep, to feed the sheep. That's what the risen Lord calls his priests to do. That's what the risen Lord calls his ministers to do. That's what the risen Lord calls us to do. We are who are lay people to feed the sheep. And we must smell exactly like the sheep because we are one of the sheep. I'm a sheep, but I'm a sheep that feeds the sheep. So therefore, sometimes I'm a shepherd and sometimes I'm a sheep. And when people are ministering to me, I am the lamb that eating what they're doing. That today, Father Joseph gave a beautiful homily, and I was listening. It was all about sacrifice, and I was convicted of the sacrifice that God has called me to make. And you see, I was a lamb today. I was a lamb today, and the word of God came forth, and the word of God was for me as well as for everybody else. I tell you this. God prefers shepherds. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, Jesus says to Peter, when you were young, you gird yourself and you walked where you wanted to walk. But when you grow old, you shall stretch forth your hand, and another shall gird you and carry you where you would not go. This he spoke to Peter, signifying by what kind of death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto Peter, Follow me. Then Peter turned about and seized the disciple whom Jesus loved, John, following, which was leaning on his breast at the Last Supper, at the supper. And he said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do, this other man, John? Jesus said to him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? Follow me. In other words, mind your own business. Mind your own business what I'm going to do with John. Follow me. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. I tell you, the lambs are hungry. The sheep are hungry, and they're waiting for shepherds to feed them. I tell you, so many people have left the Catholic Church because they have not been fed, and they do not know the power of the Eucharist. We must preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. And we must nurture the people with the Blessed Sacrament, and we must nurture the people with the sacraments like confession. I tell you, we need to know that we are called to feed the sheep, to feed the lambs. They are not fed, they'll go someplace else. That's true. If they are not fed, they'll go someplace else. People want to be fed. They want to hear the experience of the priest or the minister. They want to know that God is active. They want to know that God is active and that He's in love with you. They want to know these things. And you know, 2 minutes for a homily is nothing. It's nothing, because you know what? I'm telling you, I know people who tell a joke at the pulpit and then they give their homily. You know what happens to the people? They remember the joke and they do not remember the homily. That's something that the enemy is teaching. We have to tell jokes. Well, there's nothing jokey or funny about what I'm about to do. I'm about to speak the Word of God, and the Word of God is food for the sheep, and they will hear. Some will hear. You know, this week I saw two people that were in the church, and they were doing anything but listening to what I was saying. They looked like a boy and a girlfriend, you know, but they were not listening, as far as I could tell. Oh, I remember someone else. You know, I preached to him for 15 years. He was in the church 15 years, but I knew every time I preached, it went over his head. He was thinking of other things. He did not want to hear the Word of God. I understand he became a Muslim, my gosh, a Muslim. But he never knew Jesus, and I knew that. And I knew him as a friend also, and he knew what I stood for. But you know what? He would not allow the Word of God to permeate his being. He would be doing other things. He would be looking up at the ceiling. He would be looking to his neighbor. And I knew this person was not heeding the Word of God, that nothing touched him. It's the Lord who does the touching. It's the anointing. But I have to preach the Word and be instant in season and out of season. Jesus tells Peter 3 times, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, if you love me. If you love me, then you'll show your love by feeding my people. Do you know today that you are both sheep and shepherd? You shepherd your house at home. Do not run out of your home and miss Jesus in your home to go run out after Jesus out of your home. First, you must shepherd your children. First, you must shepherd your wife. And if you're a single parent, woman, you must shepherd your children, because they, if they're not shepherded, they will go after other things that are not of God. They need to be shepherded. And you know, you might smell like the sheep. Hallelujah. Isn't that a gift, that you smell like the sheep? That means you're a real shepherd, that you smell like the sheep. People say to me, Father Tom, we know that what you say is real because you share your experiences, good ones and painful ones. Yes. Who am I to hold back? Who am I to hold back and not tell people the truth? I have one thing to do, and that is to feed the sheep and to feed them through me. Now, I know that everyone that I preach to is not fed because they don't want to eat. But I also know, when I'm looking at certain people, that what I'm saying is going right to their heart. Oh, I like to focus on those people because it makes me preach more. Makes me preach more. Just looking at those people and their faces shining and they're listening. And I say, yes, that one there's getting what I'm saying. And I'm being fed by that person, because that person really hears the Word of God. Today, the Word of God is feed my sheep. Be a shepherd. Be a shepherdess. Feed my lambs. It is not take care of the world. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Tomorrow, we celebrate the 41st anniversary of child killing in the United States. 41 years. We say 60 million children have died. Let me tell you, much more than 60 million, because people have used birth control that isn't abortifacient, which kills the fertilized egg. I tell you, oh God, have mercy upon us in the United States. We have killed children. We have not fed the sheep. We have killed children, and we continue to kill children. I want to thank God for people like Eleanor and Mary and Eddie and all the rest of the people that go out and just counsel with the young women that are going into Planned Parenthood. I want to say thank you, Lord, for using them. They are shepherds on the street because they're shepherding your children, shepherding these women that they think abortion is the only answer. We know that over 300 children have been saved because people like Eleanor, Mary, Eddie have gone out and they have spoken the word of God to these people. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only Son of God, full of grace and truth. You are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his life for you. You are called to feed the sheep. Do you know his word? You must learn his word so you would feed the sheep. That is God's commission to you today and to me. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.